Okay. Other questions? Okay. So, as far as continuing this for next week, you just did in terms of a summary, in terms of where we may be at. You've done the audit, so you're going to do just the summary right on where we are in October and November.
Yeah, and there's some things I wanted to point out in a little bit more detail, and I'm happy to do that, you know, on the 18th in October.
Okay. And okay, so do we have all the information that we need to review in order to be prepared for the 18th?
Yes. I've had trouble with a station or two not doing some reclass work, but it won't change. I've shut down, closed the books. They can't make any entries anyway. So, yes, this is the final.
Okay. Are there other questions, concerns?
So the items for next week on the CFO report is the review of the October-November income statement?
In some detail.
In detail?
Yes.
And any other items for the CFO report that we're carrying over?
Recommend.
I still would like to see, I mean, all of these numbers, I still don't see any headcount money. I just would like you to keep that on the burner, even, you know, like in terms of what you have for the national office and the stations where you, I know KPFA you can get headcount, but the other, you know, in the national office, just would like to see this on a monthly report.
Probably say quarterly.
Quarterly, Lonnie, that's fine. This is the end of the quarter, though. This is January. It's not over yet, but January is the
end of
the quarter.
Not until the end of the December comes in. So.
Right, and the end of fiscal 06.
Yeah, you know, that's to talk about it, because I can remember we've had a discussion, but that policy required general managers to produce the headcount. And I produced it from the national office, and, of course, KPFA has its particular methodology on the account. You know, could I suggest that each treasurer request a headcount from last year from the general managers?
Mm-hmm.
And if we can get just the numbers, we'd have something to discuss in detail next week. I'm happy to produce the national office because I am sure of those numbers and that headcount. I'm reluctant to do it, LaVarne, you know, because I can't verify what the numbers are given to me, and I'm not there at the station to be sure what those numbers really mean. So I'm happy to do what I know is truer for the national office, and I can walk over to KPFA and verify those numbers. But I can't. I'm just reluctant. But I'll say, if we could ask the treasurers to request that information of the general managers, at least we'd have someone close to the station that can produce the numbers. And I'm happy to work with them.
Could we find that as an action item? I mean, let's hear what the treasurers say. Is it that you can't get it or you haven't attempted to get it? Because I know it with KPFK, at one time, Casey could not get any information, and we passed the motion and made sure that, again, the motion had already been passed and that, you know, confirmed with Lonnie that she could, that she would receive the headcount. So,
yeah, I shared that information, you know, what I had.
Okay.
I sent Casey the detail of, you know what, the salaries, and she had within it, of course, the headcount.
Okay.
Happy to do that again for the current treasurer.
Terry's on deck.
I can on deck too, please.
Okay, Terry,
yeah,
and then Rudy.
Yeah, KPFK, I've received no financials for this fiscal. But I have notified the business manager of my intent to visit and do a headcount with salary ranges in accordance with the limits set by a P&B resolution. And he indicated that with CFO and manager approval, he would have no problem with that and would be ready immediately thereafter. So I expect to get an accurate headcount at KPFK.
Okay.
In the month without a problem. As to the agenda item, I don't want to foreclose also consider further board detailed consideration of the audit report at our next finance committee meeting.
Just a second.
I'm having trouble hearing.
Totally garbled, right.
Yes, sir, I can't hear you at all.
Could you repeat?
Are you on a cell phone, Terry?
Yeah, and I was speaking into the phone instead of the microphone.
Oh, there
much better.
Much better.
So let me just repeat. I don't want foreclosed consideration of audit statements and questions of that at our next finance committee meeting.
Your voice is still changing.
You're still breaking
up. Yeah, need to take it the way you did it at the top.
Yeah. Okay, I will move then. Can you hear me now?
No.
Mm. Okay.
Much better. For a while, you were perfectly clear.
Yeah, I was moving, so I hit a good spot at that point. I just want to make sure that the audit report is also available for finance committee consideration at its next meeting.
Which other report?
Audit, I think you said.
The audit report.
Yeah, all parts of the CFO report today.
So, Lonnie, the question that Terry, which is the question he asked earlier, is that should he share this with the audit committee, your preliminary audit report?
Does he mean the audit, the national audit committee or the local station?
That's all I see. I only see a national, but I don't know. Maybe I just don't have a
local. Yeah, is there a local audit committee, Chair?
There's not.
Okay, so you're referring to the national audit committee?
Right, right. I know that while I was on the audit committee, we hadn't received an audit yet, and I'm still on the email list, so I probably would have gotten this. And I think we ought to see the audit before the C&B meeting.
Well, it turns out that I and my finance people cannot interact with the audit committee. It turns out prevents it, but you can get it directly from the auditor. And I can send you his draft, too. I'm sure that's not breaking any law. So if you want a draft of the audit that he has sent, I'm happy to do that. Although generally, and he will pass it on to the audit committee since he interfaces for the audit committee.
Right. That's a procedure that you guys should be working with him, because there's usually a sign-off by the audit committee chair on the audit itself. So So the question is, where is the audit committee in terms of their work with Wisdom? Do you know, Terry?
Well, the audit committee this year has had difficulty meeting for him, and has only met a few times. So the question about its ability to be involved at to the extent required by law. And that will be in, I believe, in the audit committee report to the C&B meeting.
Hmm. Okay, so was your question answered about sharing this information, and Lonnie is in the connection with either Lonnie would send it to the audit committee, or you would ask that you go through the auditor? What is your direction, Lonnie?
Yeah, I think there is a draft audit document. I think he sent an email to whoever was chair of that audit committee at the time that he is available and wanting to interface with you folks to discuss this audit. I think that we ought to move quickly. I can send you that draft document, but that committee should be meeting with the auditor going over the draft audit.
Right.
That would be good.
Yes, that should be happening now. Okay, so do you need any other support from this end, Terry?
No, I think I got it.
Okay. Okay, are there any other issues as far as tonight's meeting?
I wanted to ask Lonnie a question.
Oh, I'm sorry, Baruti. Yes.
Yeah. In terms of the headcount, I mean, I can request it, but I don't have access to actual payroll data. So the question is, how do I know if what I'm getting is a complete and accurate picture? It seems only the CFO who could look at the payroll records would know whether or not the headcount is correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, in the budget, U.S. Treasurer have access to the budget and the FTEs that are in that budget. And so you have that. in terms of what's budgeted, in terms of FTEs and headcounts for FY07. Now, you look at that and you can, you know, percent time that people are working and all the rest of it, give me a call and I will verify what I have and then we can compare the two. But you do have a way of knowing what's budgeted, and then we can compare that to actual, at least what the general manager is reporting, and then what I have from payroll. I'll be happy to work that way.
But is that, I mean, hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Now, I was just saying, is it that difficult to have the, I mean, at least at our station now, we have a, you know, we have our old business manager back in their position and a new IGM, so I would think that it shouldn't be more than a phone call.
Yeah, I think that you should be able to do it that way. I'll support you. So I know if we get on the phone, do a three-way tomorrow, and say let's do a quick head count and not compare it to payroll so I can verify that it matches what I see coming from that station.
Well, no, I mean, before you were doing it, so I'm just trying to get the reasoning by why, you know, why it's falling to the treasurers now to get it. It's just a matter of they're not cooperating with you guys, or what's the thinking behind why the treasurers should be requesting it?
Oh, well, I thought I might dump that on you folks. Well, the reason is that follow-up on these headcounts, you know, if you got one or two discrepancies, how do you, you know, be sure which one of the numbers you're getting is correct? And treasurers are there at the stations. And that just seems more efficient. And the general manager, I think your general manager there would be happy to work with you on it. And I'll be happy to do it, too. So that between now and next week, and I'll just give you what I have, and you have the budget already.
Right.
We can see if there's any variation from that, just like we do with any other number.
And one other question on BAI, Lonnie. How are we in relation to our general ledger posting?
General, allow me not to speak of it on the call.
Oh, no.
We need work. As you know, the auditor was there on the 20th, and that's one of the things I'm waiting for between now and next week is his report on general ledger work at WBAI. He's going to get back to me on it.
So even when we get these November numbers now, we're still working with sort of rough estimates and not right from posting from the general ledger?
Well, there's still a question, a $28,000 question in relation to the GL at WBAI. That's one of the audit adjustments that he's made since he went there and looked at the books directly. So that's one I'm aware of.
That's
the other one that...
fiscal year?
Yes.
Okay.
That's fiscal year. Mm-hmm. Which is what he was audited. And he's also looking at how donations were handled as compared to listener support. If you remember, at one point, something like $400,000 in donations were booked, and of course he's reversing that, saying they're not donations, they go on listener support.
Right. Yeah.
And so yes.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm waiting for, really, to see what he wants us to do in terms of handling those entries.
Right.
But above.
But in terms of the current fiscal year, like October and November of this year, I mean, do you have any feel for, I mean, because at this point, the fiscal department should be fully staffed at this point. I'm a little concerned if you're telling me that the postings aren't up to date.
Well, allow me not to speak to detail on it until I get the review done. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Sure. Go ahead.
Just to add to the question about the quarterly headcounts and the other quarterly reports that we've discussed in the past, is that really the form that we gather and report our financial data is not readily intelligible to me, and I really go way out of my way to wade through all of the information and to understand it, and maybe not quite as much as some PMB members, I'm not sure, but it's very difficult to really look at the reports the way we have the information laid out. And so the you know, the headcount report. Sure, I can go to our business manager, and he's very cooperative. I can get a clear statement, and I know last year when I did the budget, I really spent a lot of time leading up to the budget, sitting down with them, taking the information that that Lonnie had sent to us, modifying those, and then comparing it with information that he had locally. But it was a process that I'm going to have to recreate every time I want to prepare a statement for my finance committee, which I really need to get going. And unfortunately, I just don't have the time to do that. So what I hope we can move towards this year are just really tight financial statements, quarterly statements that come out on a schedule, and that they're produced in combination of our local business managers when we have them, in conjunction with the national staff. I have a lot to contribute on this, but I don't want to be doing it in a vacuum, and I definitely don't want to be doing it in a setting that it's just going to have to get recreated. I don't want to do that again. It's just too hard.
Brian here.
Brian.
It's interesting getting headcounts from the business manager at KPFA. There was a long stretch where we went without them when they were jammed up with the data reentry from the accounting software crash last year. I think the most recent one she did was a snapshot of October, and it's easier for her to do a snapshot than to aggregate the hours across longer stretches of time. So I wonder if we're trying to standardize format for comparison across stations, do you want a headcount that shows how many people were getting paid in a given pay period, or do you want a headcount that shows how many people were getting paid over 3 months?
I think the original format that we did for KPFA, I think we can pull that out of that planning package, and it will show that we talked about 3 months versus a current month. So as Lonnie said, you can look at average headcount over the 3 months, but what personnel at HR needs to know is that exactly how many people are working at that station on that last day of the quarter. I mean, it's like...
Yeah,
it's,
snapshot then.
Exactly, and that's what you need to know. If you can just go from quarter to quarter, you can average it, although you don't think someone's going to hire 10 people in that little short period of time, so that you're going from quarter to quarter as long as you get that.
I
thought you were talking about for overall for the other stations. That's where I was saying that the format, we can pull out the KPFA one, and then we can share that. And then we can determine how much work that would take to get that done.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that's what I mean. You could share it with we could share it with Jane and see exactly how that's done. And I think we did it before one of the meetings where Lonnie held a conference call with his business managers, and you kind of talked about process, policy, some of the things that we're trying to do, and how we could implement it across stations. And I would recommend that Lonnie do that again for the not this meeting, but the following the March meeting or April meeting, that we would actually do that, so there would be some consistency, and particularly since you have the new software. I mean, I would think that, and I guess I heard some suggestion that there have been some issues at BAI, that that's one reason to at least show where there's some opportunities to improve it, and also just to share this information. And of course, March, we're going into the budget for 08 at that time. So, absolutely, maybe we can share what we currently have, and maybe Lonnie, again, you want to make a motion that you would pull together a conference call for the next PNB meeting to have your the people who report dotted line to you so that we can look at, you know, what is the process, what is the format, what are the templates that we're going to use, so that, you know, Jane's concern about having to create, like, the variance reports and all of that, that those should, I would think that we should be able to produce those out of, with the new software, with the, the updated revised.
Yeah, she can. Well, first of all, let me just say, I really think that's one of the things we maybe should recommend to this PNB, that the March PNB have an orientation on finances for the new board members. Have, I agree, having the business managers on conference call. I think we talked about it a little bit. I really think that's needed. Legal issues are, I think there is some plan to get some of that started at this board meeting, but obviously it all can't get done, and we should make a recommendation that there be a finance orientation.
Yes.
Mark.
Yes.
I would agree. Okay. That ought to be a recommendation.
So we want to put that, we want to look at that next week in terms of having a motion for that.
A motion?
That.
Yes. So that we can do it right.
But currently, in order to address Jane's issue again, we can send her a copy of what we have done at.
I'm sorry. This is Jane. I apologize, but it would be nice for you to send that over here. But what I'm asking is that it be institutionalized across the network. I don't want it to just be us. Although I think that would be a good start. I think that there should be a way of doing this so that not just. I mean, maybe if W's the only one that's not getting the statements like they need it,
no.
Then that's just the best way to go. But I don't think that it's that way.
No, I just thought maybe to help you now. But, yeah, so I think that we can address this and the motion and have a March finance meeting that Lonnie would chair with the dotted line, the treasurers and the business managers would be great. So are there any other issues or comments or discussions on tonight's agenda?
Just a quick question for Lonnie.
Sure.
Lonnie, when you did the software switchover, did you cost out getting the fund accounting module for Great Plains?
Yeah, I looked at the modules that were available. They were like between $1,500 and $2,500.
One time or per year?
The module was one time. So, yeah, I did look at these modules as one of them. There's some that are available.
Yeah, because this is something we'd ask about. You're right. That I think that your position early, Alani, was that you were saying that you would have to, the auditor would redo some, but in the meantime, we would, if it was in there, both funds accounting and also in terms of how you would, the distribution of expenses by major category. So I mean, that's something we need to look at in addition to our looking at our investment group in terms of looking at how.
Well, that's why that March meeting would be important. Remember, we got five business managers. Some of them is the only one that's doing distributed costs. So these other folks would have to learn how that's done, and they'd need a reasonable amount of time to learn how to do it. They'd have to change their internal process to do it. I did a lot of it spreadsheet work.
Is that going to be in D.C., Lonnie?
Am I going to be in D.C.?
No, I'm in the March meeting. Is that in D.C.?
Let's see. After Houston, I believe D.C. is next. I think so.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that would be good to do. We need to have, you know, we do programming, we do legal, we do a lot of areas, but we don't do finance. And we ought to have to make that March meeting the finance summit or the finance orientation so that people can all see, understand, get on the same page and deal with some of the issues that we deal with piecemeal during the year, sort of have a way of making a policy that covers what that works for everyone. Of course, there will always be some differences in stations because they're not really all the same. But we could make that, you know, an important agenda item in March. And I think if we could get buy-in from the board to do that in March at this January meeting, that would be progress.
Nice. All right. Are there any other discussion items? Anything that anyone would like to see on the agenda for next week? in addition to the things we've already discussed?
Yeah, I would want to, aside from that, you know, the thing about the finance summit, I'm sorry to say summit, it's sort of hierarchical, but or finance orientation, but goals for the year for the finance committee.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of them, right? We want to get something like that done. But what are the other, no more than three, but other two goals that we would want to identify for the board that we will be pursuing for the year? I think every committee ought to have some goals that they look at.
Yeah, kind of like this year, we went into the whole planning module or having a template for the planning module, and the other part of that is just the monitoring and the enforcement of the calendar, and I think that that's where we had some issues.
It's true. But also this 18-month thing, we have
right.
to get that done. Otherwise, you know, in September, it'll be pretty... You know, if stations don't do the planning for that 18-month budget in March, April, you know, and aren't thinking that way, then it won't happen.
Okay.
I would throw out there just the chart of account with account explanations and the functional, modifying the budget to be more of a functional allocation.
Mm-hmm.
Happy to look at everything possible, but we'd have to just agree on goals.
Well, I'm just saying that's possible goals. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I hear you. If we could begin that discussion and let the, you know, so that we come away agreed on these are the three critical areas that on the Finance Committee should be pursuing over the course of this next year, and that to put the board on notice what we are looking to achieve, that would be great.
Okay. All right. Are there any other points, questions, comments? Okay, well, I would certainly love to consider a motion to adjourn.
I'm so moved, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Thank you all very much, and look forward to having a more exciting meeting next Thursday.